So at the beginning of the year, Polly and I sat down and we promised that we would sort of introduce some of the team, talk a little bit more about what Future Plus is and does on a day-to-day basis. And I'm very, very pleased to introduce Sam, who's coming to have a chat with us today. Sam, can you just tell us who you are and what you do at Future Plus, just to give a bit of background?
Yeah, of course. Well, thank you very much for having me on. It's nice to see the studio in the flesh.
In the flesh.
As opposed to online. So, I'm Sam. I'm a sustainability manager here at Future Plus. So I work with the advisory team, making sure that all the different clients across all the different sectors and countries we work with are getting the support and understanding that they need around their ESG issues, opportunities. Happy to be part of the team.
So you keep everybody in line?
No, I like to think that until I then speak to the team and realise that maybe they're keeping me in check sometimes.
So one thing that we really want to sort of talk about is, what do we actually do at Future Plus? Because there are lots of very long-winded ways to talk about it, but actually thought it might be really useful to say, what does a typical day look like for you?
Of course. And I think that, to be honest, there aren't many typical days, which I suppose is part of the appeal of the job and also the industry as well. I think that, you know, take today for an example. We're coming in the morning. Poppy and I were delivering part of a waste workshop this morning to a cohort of our clients, making sure that they were understanding what legislation was applicable to them, what the opportunities and the risks based upon the waste sector and the waste issues that they might be facing. Following that, we're in today having this conversation, talking about what we do as a company. Later on, we'll be visiting clients and kind of helping them understand what their current impact is and what are their goals going to be going forward.
So a few curveballs on a regular basis.
A few curveballs, but I think that's, you know, a reflection of the fact that we're working in sustainability and ESG. Legislation changes regularly. You need to kind of be fleet of foot if you want to be able to react and give the best advice possible.
And we have, we talk about working with sort of hundreds of clients across 30 sectors, 17 countries. We're a marketeer's worst nightmare. Because we can never sort of, but that means that you guys are also working with all of those companies, and all of those different sort of challenges are put in front of you on a daily basis. Very small companies, very big companies. What are some of the challenges that you find come through as trends, and which ones do you and the team enjoy sort of tackling?
It's a great question, and I think that obviously depends slightly on the individual. Everyone has their own niches and specialisms that they prefer working on. I know there's members of my team who would love nothing more than being behind a spreadsheet all day.
Data.
And data all day. Love that, please. Others would, you know, can't wait to get in front of a client. And I think that one of the main things we're starting to see is that actually getting in front of a client, speaking with them, understanding what's material to them for their business is the best way to move forward. People have preconceptions about what might be their biggest issue or their biggest exposure. But once you actually sit down with them and talk through and understand what is it that they're offering, what are their product services, who are their stakeholders, what's the size of their company, all these types of things, we start to understand what risks are at play. Some of the big things we've seen is that as larger and larger companies become in scope of legislation, and then they're passing on those requirements to their supply chain. So people are getting asked, you know, previously, oh, well, we're not 250 employees, we're not at risk of this yet. We might be two or three years away maybe from reporting against this. And next thing they know, their biggest contract turns around and says,
Can you please
do this? We need it yesterday. And then they turn around and say, okay, well, actually, you know, when you mentioned that, we do want to do that and we need it done quickly. So I think that the whole thing is about foresight, understanding where you're currently at and where you want to be. And that's part of the role that I think the team play really well, is getting in there, having that expertise to say, it might not be an issue, but it might be next week. And if it's not next week, it's going to be the week after.
Preparation helps. And we kind of, everyone in the team at Future Plus works very, very closely together. There's a lot of expertise sharing and knowledge sharing that goes on in the room, but it's sort of roughly split into two. We have the Future Plus advisory team that you guys, so that you are sort of looking after, and then we've also got the consultancy team. Mm-hmm. With the advisory team, just to give a bit of background, that is very much linked to the platform and going through the assessment and then gaining support as part of that. Mm-hmm. Can you give a couple of examples of, I know we've gone through some of the work, but sort of, you know, when you have a conversation with someone, quite literally, that sort of process and what a sort of call might look like to give them that support, and how that is sort of slightly different to consultancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that, you know, as you said, it's tied into the platform. So what we're trying to use the platform for is to measure, understand, improve, and report based upon the impact that a company is currently having. So the advisory support there is basically targeting those ambitions and goals that can be set within the Future Plus platform. These can be based around, you know, if you have a particular interest, if you're in manufacturing, for example, you might be focusing on the environment, the environmental theme, and that means that the ambitions that you might be setting might be to do with your waste, your health and safety procedures, the way in which you're engaging with biodiversity, means that the advisor will be providing something slightly different based upon the company and the industry you're in. So a call might be, you might have obviously a lot of contact in the beginning phase where you're trying to collect that data and implement it into the input into the platform. And then following that point, you kind of might have periodic 1 month every month. I definitely have clients that prefer more than 1 month, so you're definitely available at all times. Others might update you and say, okay, we've done this so far. We've got a new policy in place, our waste strategies. We've put it together. What do you think? And then it will go to an advisor. They will kind of offer pieces of advice where they think it could be tweaked, if there's any areas that aren't being covered at the moment. And then we can kind of help make sure that that policy is implemented in the best way possible to get that uptake and adoption from the team. And then we move swiftly on to the next target and next goal. So that's kind of the advisory part. You know, some people might be just wanting to be held accountable. They want to get on that call so they can talk through, you know, what should I be working on for some companies. So I think that's the flexibility that the advisor and the human element brings to a great piece of technology, is that we're there to help you interpret it. And make sure it's appropriate and relevant for the business and for the team that we're working with.
Yeah, it's having a sustainability expert that understands the complexities of your business at the end of a telephone stroke email stroke video call,
anything,
or a coffee.
All of the above.
And be, I think one of the things that I think we see a lot of customers get value with, it takes out them not knowing, because they can ask somebody that either will know the question, the answer, or will be able to guide, or be able to come back with something, because we will have dealt with it before and we can give guidance on best practice, and being able to just remove that, the unknown unknowns, which I think is a really special part of the role of just being that support all the way through that process.
Definitely. And I think that, you know, it's, you're getting an ESG advisor to support your team, but you're also getting, you know, the combined knowledge of the Future Plus team. You know, we're all working in the office together. You know, the way that legislation changes and the updates that are coming through even this month, it'll be amazing if you can stay completely abreast of everything all at once.
Across all five themes.
Across all five themes at all times, internationally, sector-specific updates.
Yeah.
So you're kind of getting that support network, which is then interpreted through the platform.
Amazing. Thank you ever so much, Sam. It was so lovely to speak to you. And if you want to find out more about Future Plus, you can head to future-plus.co.uk.